Rays and the Tigers at the Trop on Tuesday. Happy 34th birthday, Miguel Cabrera.
Now the 2-0 to Miguel. Swinging a fly ball, center field. Oh, he just launched a straightaway center. Goodbye.
Happy birthday.
Number 3 for Miguel. It was a bomb to straightaway center. 1-0 Tigers. Home runs. Fly ball to left. This is deep and this is trouble. And that ball is gone. A home run.
Yikes.
Tim Beckham just put a charge into one on an 0-1. His second home run of the year. Makes it a 2-1 game. Rays on top here in the third.
Well, that was a pitch right down the heart of the plate.
Norris knows that all three pitches are working for Michael Fulmer right now. What does he get on the 1-2? Fulmer sets, holds the glove right at the belt. The 1-2, line drive to left field. This is trouble. That's over the head of Justin Upton up against the wall. Long single for Derek Norris. He's had nothing but good swings against Michael Fulmer. Go figure. On a 1-2 pitch, a line drive single to left to make it a 3-1 game.
Well, it was a pitch down the heart of the plate, and it's a wonder. No reason why he wouldn't racky-tack that baby.
With the injuries that the Rays have, he's getting a chance to show what he can do. 1-0, swinging a fly ball, softly down the left field line. Long run for Upton. He's going to slide, and he's going to make a fine catch in the Tigers' bullpen in foul territory down the line. He ended up sliding onto the mound in the bullpen.
Yes, that's a big league catch right there in foul territory.
That's a heck of a play.
Big leaguer right there.
Daniel Norris against Erasmo Ramirez on Thursday afternoon. The 3-2, and swinging a line drive, base hit up the gap in left center. That's trouble. Chasing it down is Romine. Rounding third, heading home is Beckham. He will make it without a throw. RBI double for Kiermaier. Big run for the Rays in a 4-1 lead.
Things were looking promising for the Tigers in the first inning on Tuesday after Miguel Cabrera blasted a mammoth solo home run, but that was all the offense the Tigers could muster on Tuesday as they fell to the Rays by a 5-1 score. Here is Detroit skipper Brad Auspus.
X-rays were negative. It's just a contusion to the right wrist. We're going to see how he feels tomorrow, but the plus is it doesn't seem to be any type of break or anything like that. Oh, he threw well. He was, you know, his pitch count was down. Really, at the point we took him out after six was just because I felt like the calf wasn't going to get any better. He had done his job, and we moved to the pen. I don't think it'll be a problem in 5 days. Well, he's always pitched pretty well against us, but we did hit some balls in the barrel that didn't find a place to land. We hit some balls hard, but he did a nice job. He really, you know, he limited us to the one run. You know, we faced him here last year, and he pitched pretty well for the vast majority of the game. He's got good stuff.
Warwick Saupold made his season debut for the Tigers with one scoreless inning as he walked one and struck out two. But the big question on everybody's minds after the game was, how exactly do you pronounce your first name?
Yeah, they just pronounce the second W. It's the second W silent, so it's just Warwick, and just don't pronounce the second W. I just try and get three outs and save the bullpen and get out of there. And, you know, I got ahead of guys, but kind of try to be too fine and ran the pitch count up a little bit. So, you know, going out next time, I got to change that and try and be a little bit more effective and get out of the inning a little bit quicker. Yeah, I was pretty nervous still. It'd been a 6 days since I pitched, so I just wanted to get out there and try and help. And, I was lucky enough to do that tonight.
Jordan Zimmermann faces Chris Archer coming up on Wednesday.